This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Melinda Skelton's Atlanta Living, sponsored by Vane Innovations.
And a good Saturday to you folks. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton, and it's going to be a great show. We're going to be talking about finding more space in your home. And I have a miracle worker in the studio with me that is going to help you get organized. And I swear to you, she finds space where there is none. So we're going to be taking your calls on that in just a moment. But I want to remind you, coming your way at 3 o'clock from 3 to 3:30, we're going to be doing an election roundtable with Scott Slade talking about the election on Tuesday. So that's something you're not going to want to miss. Scott Slade in the election roundtable. Coming your way 3 to 3:30, so stick around for that. And at 2 o'clock, we'll be talking about Christmas at Dollywood. Christmas, what? It's 64 degrees, and that's actually cool for today, for us. This right now, and Christmas starts at Dollywood, so be thinking about that. But right now, let's find you some organization, some serenity, and some space in your house. And that's exactly what Lisa Carlquist and the team at Artisan Custom Closets does for your home. So Lisa, I've seen you do it. You transformed my two-car I don't even know what to call that garage, that mess, that catch-all, into the most organized space I have ever seen in my life. I swear that you added room when there was no addition.
Well, thank you, Belinda. And I want to say one of my favorite sayings I think I got from you, and that was your garage, that when you leave to go to work in the mornings, that's the last thing at your house that you see. And when you get home from work every day, it's the first thing that you see. So the garage is really important. I'm glad you love yours. It did turn out beautiful.
And sometimes it's the cleanest room in the house.
Well, I
and most organized.
I tell people doing my garage changed the whole feel of my house, because once you have it all organized in the cabinets, it's more like another room in your house rather than just a garage.
And when you came over, you literally took an inventory of everything that was in our garage, from, okay, this is your ladder, these are your camping toys, these are your outdoor chairs, these are the kids' scooters, and everything had a home. And then we decided, wouldn't it be cool if we built this kind of cubby system where books and backpacks and shoes and soccer cleats could have, what do you call it, like a locker
system? We call it a mudroom.
Mudroom.
But yours is in the garage. And we do tons of those in a garage. So your kids come home, they have a place to put their shoes, their backpack, their jacket. So there's no scrambling around in the mornings looking for it. It has a home and they know exactly where everything goes.
Every time they go, Mom, where's my... They don't even get it out of their mouth. I go, where do you think?
There you go.
And they know. They know exactly where it is. It's in the little mudroom right outside the garage door. But you don't just do garages. You do especially closets. I mean, I've seen pictures of closets you have done, and for other people, they are magnificent. And for any budget.
Yes. So a lot of people live under the misconception. I hear this every day. Oh, my closet's too small. You can't help us. Well, the smaller your space, the more likely we can help you, because we come in and make every inch of that space matter. We make it functional. So you don't have to have a massive closet. It can be any size closet.
The smaller the closet, the more help you need. And we're going to talk about how to organize your own closet and how to clean out your closet, because this is a great time of year
to get rid of stuff. And kids' closets, closet systems for your kids. If you start teaching your kids to put away their own things now, your life will be so much easier later.
Yes, but we can't guarantee the usage by teenagers. I just want to make that clear. But one of the great things about doing your kids' closets are our closet systems are all adjustable. So everything moves up and down, comes in and out. So as your kids grow, the closet can grow with them.
That is a great idea because I have the builder grade closet for my children. And when we built the house 12 years ago, the hangers are way low. Kids are like, oh, my pants are way down there.
Right. And you have teenage boys. I'm sure they grow rapidly. So, yeah, it's important. It's something to think about, having a system that can move with the kids.
I didn't even think about that, but now I can't hang their pants. I have to double them and triple them or just fold them because the rods are so low.
Right. And there's no way to move them. So that's one of the advantages of a true closet system.
All right. And laundry room. So if you have an organized laundry room, maybe you don't dread laundry so much.
I've done laundry rooms. I've done lots of your regular laundry room. Mine barely holds a washer and dryer, but I was able to put cabinets above it and a hanging space so that I have a place to store things when they come out. But I've also done families that have 6 and 7 kids that have 3 washers and 3 dryers. So the organization was essential so that everybody knew what to expect and where to go. Otherwise, it would have been utter chaos.
And home offices.
That's one of the biggest things we do now because telecommuting is hugely popular. If you live in Atlanta and you have the opportunity to telecommute, you take advantage of it.
Oh, absolutely.
So we do tons of home offices, and a lot of times we do them in a guest room, and we'll incorporate a wall bed as well so that it can still be a guest room, but you have the ability to work in there all during the day.
Well, you're pretty much one-stop shop, and we're going to talk about that, but I'm going to give you the opportunity to call Lisa, ask questions, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. If you have a question about your pantry, if you saw my pantry right now, I wouldn't know if I had Cheerios or if I had oatmeal right going on right now. I don't know what I need to buy or eat. It's a cluttered mess. Anything in the kitchen, the garage, most any room in the house, Artisan Custom Closets can help you organize. And I swear, she gains space. I don't know how she does it, but we'd love to take your calls. But tell us about how a couple of years ago, Artisan Custom Closets started manufacturing your own products.
Right. So when we first started out in business, we had a partner who manufactured for us. But a little over 2 years ago, we bought all our own manufacturing equipment. It's in Marietta, Georgia.
So you're not just made in the USA.
We're made in Marietta, yes.
That's great.
And people are welcome to come by and see it. I'll give you a tour. The new technology is very impressive. So whatever we draw for you on our CAD program, what you see on the screen, we literally put on a zip drive and our router, as it's called, CNC machine, it's computer numerical controlled, reads the file and cuts out all the closet parts from what we drew on the screen. So it's very impressive to watch. It's very streamlined. There are no room for error. And we just added our third one. So we are ramped up and going strong.
Well, how many choices since you're manufacturing your own product and not going through a second or third party, how many choices do I have?
The choices are unlimited, literally. At this point, we have about 30 different colors of melamine that we work with, and that's what most closets are made of, a 3/4 inch melamine. But as far as the design, we're working on a closet right now where the ceilings are 170 inches high. So we are building all the way up with a library ladder that will roll around so that you can access all those high spots.
You're saying that this is in a closet?
It's bigger than my first apartment, yes. So not everybody has room for a library ladder, but when there is, it's very impressive to see and work with.
Oh, how fun. Now, people using real wood? Do you use real wood in closets? Or you wouldn't want to use real wood in a garage simply because of the humidity factor, I would think.
Right. So we used to sell real wood, stained or painted, and over the years, it became less and less popular as the melamine choices, which is a type of laminate, as the melamine became better. When I started selling closets, there was white or white.
Yeah.
And now we have not only the wood grains, but the textured colors. And we just came out with a new line. It's called a matte finish. And they're all in the gray and taupe tones. And when they're built, they literally look like painted cabinets.
Oh.
Real wood is about double the cost of doing a melamine system. So melamine is much more cost effective. And that's what our focus is on.
Well, I can tell you that, how long ago did you do my garage?
2 or 3 years.
Okay.
You think?
Well, it still looks like the day you put it in, and I will say it lives a very hard life, because if it's raining outside, my son Andrew especially will ask me to pull the car out of the garage, and you're starting to get a furrowed brow. The doors, the cabinets with the solid wall almost, becomes his backdrop for lacrosse rebound practice, and it looks perfect.
So that just goes to show, if those were wood stain cabinets and he did that, you'd probably have a few dings here and there. So melamine is very durable. We give a lifetime guarantee on the materials and labor that on everything that we install. So glad he's enjoying it. That's a use I never thought to list before, but we'll add it on there.
It's a rebounding. The cabinets are rebounding for his lacrosse practice and on rainy days. And it looks just as good as the day you put it in. Folks, 404-872-0750. We're going to take a break. We're going to take more of your calls and questions about how to organize your house and different spaces in your home with Lisa Carlquist with Artisan Custom Closets right after this.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
And thank you, Scott. And stay tuned. Scott's going to give you a rundown with an election roundtable coming your way at 3 o'clock, 3 to 3:30. So stick around for that. You're listening to Atlanta Living, where we're going to have some serenity in your life by finding a place for everything and making every square inch of your house count. And we can do that with the help of Lisa Carlquist with Artisan Custom Closets. And we're taking your calls at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. I have Cameron in Atlanta. Cameron, you're on the air. How can we help you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. So let's find some room.
Yes. So my wife and I, we are about to purchase our very first home.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And we have a house that was built around the mid-80s, and the master bedroom just has a smaller walk-in closet, probably 6 feet long, just on each side. It's got a row. And now I don't need much room, but my wife certainly does. Actually, my wife is shaking her head. I do need a lot of room.
Oh.
So we need some space.
Great. Well, Cameron, if your closet is 6 feet long, believe it or not, you have a larger closet than most that we see. So it's a pretty good size. You said that right now there's a rack down each side. So that tells me that there's nothing on the back wall.
Correct.
Okay. So just by letting one of our designers come in, and by the way, we do free in-home consultations. It doesn't cost anything to have someone come out, get actual measurements, ask you all about what you currently own, what you need, what you want, what you like, and come up with a plan and an actual price for your closet. But just from what you're telling me, that could be reconfigured to have double hanging in a lot of sections, so hanging above and below. It sounds like you would have plenty of room to add some shoe shelves, maybe even a couple of drawers in there. It is not a small closet. It may look small empty, but we could definitely maximize the space there. Sounds like you have a great space. Please give us a call and see what we can do to help.
Now, let me warn you, Cameron, she's going to count your shoes. Okay, I just want to tell you. All right, give them a call. We'll give out the number on the website shortly. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Hey.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living, sponsored by Vane Innovations.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. It is another gorgeous day. I know we need rain, but I am loving this weather. It is so beautiful. 66 degrees. And we are speaking with Lisa Carlquist, one of my good friends. And she is a miracle worker at finding space where you feel like there is none. If you heard our last caller, she's going to make a closet out of, what do you call it? A silk purse out of a sow's ear.
There you go. But miracle worker may be a stretch, Belinda.
I don't know. If you saw the before and after pictures of my garage still up on your website?
I don't know if they're on our website. They're definitely on our Facebook page.
Okay. Go to their Facebook page and you'll see what a miracle worker she is. Okay, it's time to give away the weekend prize pack. That would be the McDonald's weekend prize pack. How about David Cause? And he's a jazz player. I love him. December 2nd, you can hear his fine tunes, those mellow tunes. And how about tickets to see the Gladiators at Infinite Energy Arena? And you can win tickets to all of that by calling Rachel at 404-741-0750. That's the contest number, folks, 404-741-0750. And I want caller number 3. Caller number 3, Rachel. Okay, back to the phone lines we go. And I'd love for folks to call in and take questions. We can take your questions about pantry. Hey, how to organize your pantry, organize your garage. And we were just speaking about closets. And Lisa, now is a great time to really get rid of some old stuff. If you're not buying new, but really make the space and then decide if they need to bring you in and refresh. And if you've had some changes in your life, maybe you've downsized or you've gotten married, gotten divorced, your circumstances have changed and your closet needs have changed. So therefore, Lisa can help you with that. 404-872-0750. So give us some tricks of the trade on closet decluttering.
Well, closet decluttering, one, if you haven't worn it in over a year, it's time to get rid of it. And
oh,
now
boy.
That it seems like cool weather may finally be upon us, thank goodness. And by the way, thanks, Mark Arum, for that air conditioning turndown. Really appreciate it.
Mark Arum brought a group in and the temperature went skyrocketing in here. I think you just have the hots for Mark.
Yeah. Maybe that was it.
Yeah.
But because it is time, the season is changing, now's the time to take all your fall and winter wardrobe, turn those hangers around backwards. And come spring and summer, if you still have hangers that are backwards, that means you didn't wear it all fall or winter. It's probably time to let go. Let go and move on. Donate that piece
of
clothing.
You know, I have stuff, Lisa, that I look at it and I'm like, I like it. I love it. And do you know how much I paid for it?
So you can resell it. There's lots of places where you can resell, lots of places where you can donate.
But I just haven't worn it.
But the truth is, if you haven't worn it in a year,
but
especially
I don't know why.
Time to let go. In with the new. Time to shop.
Time to shop. Okay.
One of the things I see a lot in people's closets, and this is just a tip, whether you get your closet done or not, I see people hanging their pants on the bottom rack of a two-tiered, a double hang section. Because their reason is people say, well, my wear my pants on the bottom, so I put them on the bottom, tops on the top. But if you think about your pants, they're only about 18 inches wide on a hanger, where your shirts and jackets are much wider, 22 to 24 inches. Move those pants up to the top rack and the shirts down to the bottom, and it will make your whole closet feel bigger as you walk in, because you'll gain about 6 inches of space just from moving the pants up. So it's an illusion, but it works. And it also allows you to see the shirts on the bottom better. Because you have shirts at the top over the pants, it's hard to even see what's on that bottom rack. So flip-flop those.
See what I said? She creates space where there is none. I don't know. Okay, so, we have a lot of sweaters. What's the best way to store? What's the best way to keep? Display.
So, right. So sweaters don't fare well on hangers because you get those little.
Okay, you can say
it. I won't use the word. You get those little nipples in the shoulders of your sweaters, and it's not an attractive look. So sweaters should really be folded, and you have a couple of choices. You can fold them on open shelves so they're easy to see. You can put doors over it so they're actually in a cabinet. And we just got a new line of accessories, and one of the things they have is a sweater pullout. So it's kind of like a drawer, but it's a cloth bag. It's divided into three sections. It's about 30 inches wide, and you can stack three sets of sweaters side by side, probably two or three high each. So I'd say it holds 6 to 9 sweaters, and they're protected. The bags come in two colors, a taupe and a gray tone, so they go well with any of our melamine colors. And they're on soft closed slides, so you touch them and they just glide in. That's a great way to store sweaters.
Is the front solid, or is it where you can see what sweater's in there?
No, yes, the front is solid, so you can't see in. But if you like your sweaters in drawers and you want to see in, we can do glass front drawers.
Okay. But and it keeps the dust out of your sweaters. I've noticed that I've been just storing my sweaters on the top shelf of the closet, and they just get kind of dusty.
They get a little dusty. Yeah, that's why a lot of people choose to put doors over them so that it's actually in a cabinet in your closet. But these new baskets are very cool because their sweaters are well protected.
Okay, shoes. What's your trick for shoes? I probably have the least number of shoes of any female you've ever met in your life.
Give me a number.
I'm not kidding. I probably have 8 pairs of shoes.
Okay, ding, 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 you're the winner.
I knew it.
The average that we see is about 60. So
what?
That's the average.
No,
see, we see people with 400 and 500 pair. Yes.
That's redonkulous.
Like a whole section for yellow, a whole section for blue. But that's not the norm. The norm is about 60 pair if you count flip-flops and flats and heels and boots.
I'm counting those. I have a very narrow foot. So therefore,
they're hard to find.
I have like one shoe store in this whole city. I can buy shoes. So it's not a fun thing for me to do. So I just buy the basics and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, I have Fred Flintstone feet. No, not knocking Fred Flintstone, but mine are much easier to buy. But there's a couple of things. So obviously, I said all of our shelves are adjustable. We can just do shelves where you can stack your shoes up and easily see them. We can put them on a slant so that they're tilted and they're much easier to view. Men seem to really like the slanted shoe shelves where they can have just a good visual of what they're going to wear that day. For flip-flops, we have some new accessories that have baskets that would be great to put flip-flops in. We also have some storage boxes that fit perfectly in our sections, and those are great for flip-flops and flats.
Okay. Now, what about the, you know, you have your closets, if you have your shirts and your pants, and then you have your items that need longer hanging.
Right.
So how do you fit all this? It's like a puzzle, putting a closet together.
That's exactly what it is. So we come in, we take the measurements, we find out what you need, and it is like putting a puzzle together. We use a CAD program to move the sections around to different places to see how we can best maximize the space in your particular closet. We don't have any parts just sitting around waiting to go to Belinda's house. It's all actually cut after after we design it and after you say, yes, that's perfect, that's what I want. So it is a puzzle. That's exactly how we describe it.
Now, what kind of area does Artisan Custom Closets cover of the Atlanta metro area?
Oh, we go a long way. I have a rep out at Lake Oconee, which is Greensboro, Georgia. So I'd say that's around 100 miles that way. We go down to Macon, definitely go up towards Chattanooga. So about 100-mile radius.
Wow. And what are some of the cooler accessories that you can do for your closet or any room of the home that kind of give you the wow factor?
Well, if you come to our showroom, you can definitely see some cool things. We have pull-out columns and the one at the showroom right now. So it just looks like a piece of trim, but it actually pulls out. And inside are 6 or 8 rods where we have scarves hanging over the rods. So your scarves are all hidden away. And on the other side, you pull out the column and there's a full-length mirror inside. On the back side,
a
place for
idea.
Belts and ties, or some people choose to do like the long necklaces on the back so that they're all tucked away and nobody sees them and wouldn't even know they were there.
Oh, so if you were going to get robbed, people would not. If you're Kim
well,
Kardashian.
Well, now they know. Well, now they know.
Kim Kardashian should definitely have had that when she was in Paris, and they would not have gotten her jewelry.
This is absolutely correct. And we do, speaking of that, also sell safes that fit right within our closet. And you can put a door over those as well so that you don't see them. But we screw them into the back of the wall and into a fixed shelf of the closet. They're little combination systems, keypad, so easy to get in and out of, and protect your things. So if you have a carpet cleaner, housekeeper, teenagers running through the house, you have a place to store your nice things safely.
How many coffee centers, what would you call it? A coffee bar. Oh, coffee bars have you put in closets?
This year, probably only 6 or 8. They're really cool and nice, but let's face it, not all of us have the space for a coffee bar in our closet.
No.
And my kitchen is probably 10 steps from my closet, so I don't need one. But yeah, we do them.
And what's the most outlandish thing that you've ever installed in a closet? I just want to know how the other half lives.
The other half lives. We built a special cabinet that looked like just a three-way mirror, but actually opened up and had special compartments for 300 pairs of sunglasses behind it. So each pair had its own little felt-lined space.
You just said 300 pairs of sunglasses.
Yes.
I don't have 300 pair of anything.
Neither do I.
300.
But it was very cool. Yes.
Oh, that's incredible. That is incredible. Well, but the good thing is that Artisan Custom Closet, the word custom, and it can suit your budget and your needs.
Absolutely. And don't get the wrong idea. Most closets are just in general $2,000 to $4,000. That does not include 300 pair of sunglass storage, but it's very affordable. And so don't let the word custom scare you off. We work in any size home, any size closet, and we work to your budget and your needs. Our materials range from, you know, your standard white and solid colors up to the brand new textured and matte finishes.
So really, if you've just gotten married, here you are having to, if you've merged households, you are having to take on a whole nother person's stuff. Or if you've gotten a divorce, you have a whole big closet to do whatever you want with. So if you have had a house and different circumstances, that's great to work with.
Absolutely. Give us a call. Jeremy, my husband, is 6'4" and I'm 5'2", so we had to make our closet. We share a closet, and we customized it so that it has what we both need.
Is it one that looks like the little kid's room and one looks like the big kid's room?
It kind of does, yes.
Okay. How do you want folks to get in touch with Artisan Custom Closets?
Go online this weekend at artisancustomclosets.com or call us anytime at 770-790-5368.
All right, folks, coming up next is David Danzig with Breaking Chews. Stay tuned. Hey, welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It's time for Breaking Chews. Now, this is our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, festivals. I'm here with my favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website BitesandSights.net, also a food writer for Atlanta Social Season magazine, and, of course, BelindaSkelton.com, my website, which you do such a great job
posting on. Thank you.
So what's happening?
So you remember the Here to Serve restaurant empire tale. It's an epic saga about the rise and fall of a cherished restaurant group that, you know, once operated a dozen really popular concepts, and it closed last year. So if you remember Goldfish and Prime and Twist, Shout, Strip, Shucks, Smash, all these monosyllabic names, they were all, you know, gone too soon. But the founder and renowned chef Tom Catherall.
Yes.
He's a 25-year veteran of the scene. He was kind of the first guy to do that 90s fusion cuisine and bring it to the masses. He's resurfaced, he's back in the kitchen, and he's actually cooking in the Virginia Highlands with a new effort called Taco Cowboy.
It should be a song.
It should be a song. And then, so this occupies the former Noche spot. It's right at Virginia North Highland. And it's, as the name implies, it's Tex-Mex staples. But don't worry, he does not build a wall across the Mexican border.
Oh, David.
Ba-dum-boom-psh. There are plenty of, you know, great riffs from his old days, some old menus when he was back on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
So there are 11 taco choices at Taco Cowboy, including shrimp, lobster, steak, carnitas. Mm. You've got to try the Korean beef taco that comes with kimchi. Ugh. And then they also do a Nashville taco. It's made with hot chicken, and it's cleverly served on a slice of white bread and pickles. It's very creative.
Okay.
Steak fajitas, shrimp ceviche, Mexican street corn. There's, you know, a lot of dishes from the Tex-Mex genre. But if you aren't feeling Tex-Mex, you can slide into chicken fried pork chop, barbecued salmon. There's just a lot of greatest hits from Catherall's past that are on the menu. And here's an Atlanta Living tip. You have to order his signature off-menu masterpiece. It's a deep-fried catfish. They've caught it out of Lake Oconee. It gets filleted tableside. And they've only got a couple of days, so you've got to get in there and try to...
So it's off the menu.
It's off the menu. Okay. Ask for the deep-fried catfish. It will blow you away. I've got a great picture of it at belindaskelton.com, as well as more info and the menus.
And where can we follow you during the week?
My website is bitesandsights.net, and definitely follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Okay, can't wait to see what you dig up next week. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.